Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. CPC Commodities is hosting its Fall Field Day this Thursday in Fountain Run, and if you aren't one of the 1,500 that usually attend, you might want to check your map or GPS.
We're located right in the crossroads of three counties of Monroe, Bering, and Allen County. We are kind of tucked away and hidden away.
CPC President Ivan Pettigo says this family cattle operation some four decades ago put in a feed mill for their operation, then began selling some feed to neighbor farms.
It started out here in Fountain Run, same place we are today, and our office building and main mill operation, cattle operation, are still in the exact same spots that they have been for nearly the entire 40-year period.
And they've grown internationally.
We do sell commodities into Canada and Mexico. We trade all types of byproducts from grain. As far as finished products, we service Kentucky, Tennessee, Southern Indiana, Ohio, and the Carolinas, and Georgia. And those are the areas that most of our finished feed is sold. We also sell quite a bit of finished feed in the state of Alabama. And we service those not only out of our location here in Fountain Run, but we do have satellite operations in Alabama, South Carolina, in northern Kentucky to help service those areas.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
CPC Commodities President Ivan Pettigo says this Thursday's field day should draw that 1,500 with expanded vendor exhibits and demonstrations. They've increased the number of youth livestock judging teams for that competition. On the challenges of their business and farming in general, he says it's global and daily attention to market trends worldwide is required. For his fellow livestock producers, after some drought-impacted spikes in their input costs, this year he sees some relief.
I think we're actually going in the direction where livestock end users can make money. I think feed prices are definitely going to be in an area that make operations profitable. We're going to have a record corn crop, and we're going to follow this up with some other additional record crops, not only in the U.S. in the next year, but also in South America and some other countries are just planting record acres of corn and beans.
Their field day this Thursday in Fountain Run. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.